USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The Treasury Secretary is confronting Russian officials on the now year-long war in Ukraine. Reports say Secretary Janet Yellen directly condemned senior Russian officials during a meeting of G20 nations in India. She told Russian officials their continued work for the Kremlin makes them complicit in President Vladimir Putin's atrocities. A cold winter storm is bringing snow to parts of Southern California that haven't seen it in many years. His mother of two boys got an early start while the roads were still open.
We considered rescheduling, but then these kids are so excited, so we packed rain ponchos and snow boots and gonna deal with it, I guess.
The higher elevations in the mountains of Los Angeles County are under blizzard warnings. Lawsuits are being filed in Ohio. Law firm Johnson & Johnson recently announced it'll file a class action lawsuit against the railroad on behalf of all the residents within 30 miles of East Palestine, Ohio, the site of that toxic train derailment. The U.S. is planning to increase the number of U.S. troops training Taiwanese forces on the self-governing island in the coming months. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin on CNN.
We remain committed to supporting Taiwan. In accordance with the Taiwan Relations Act, we're going to do everything that we can to help them acquire the means to defend themselves.
What about the growing animosity between China and Taiwan?
I don't see an imminent attack by China on Taiwan.
It is unclear how many additional U.S. troops will take part in the expanded training efforts. The FAA is investigating yet another close call involving planes at one of the nation's airports. That's according to NBC News, which says this time it happened at the Burbank Airport in the Los Angeles area. One plane was landing while another had been cleared to take off. This is USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV censorship of Newsmax continues. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue carrying 22 liberal news channels, but they just canceled Newsmax. With OAN gone, that's two conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great hosts like Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, and more. Now, millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, and former President Trump urge you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T services. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He says stand up against AT&T for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
A U.S. Navy SEAL is dead after a free-fall parachute training exercise accident in Arizona. The Naval Special Warfare Command said Chief Special Warfare Operator Michael Ernst was fatally injured in a training accident at an airfield in Marana, north of Tucson, last Sunday. Ernst was attached to a Naval Special Warfare East Coast unit. California lottery officials are confident they've identified the real winner of the record $2 billion-plus Powerball jackpot. This follows reports that a man is suing, claiming the winning ticket sold in Altadena was stolen from him before the November drawing. It's like a big box office release, only bigger.
A video game mega hit. Hogwarts Legacy is bringing in huge sales. The new game based on the Harry Potter franchise has earned $850 million in global sales and sold over 12 million units in just its first 2 weeks. Major Hollywood blockbuster movie producers would be more than happy with that take. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Ukrainian President Zelensky appears in a new Brad Paisley country song. The song Paisley released, called Same Here, compares the humanity of Americans to that of Ukrainians fighting the Russian invasion. The FCC is getting complaints from viewers who found Rihanna's Super Bowl halftime show too sexy. Dave Collins, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.